welcome to Messages on the Hill, a quick 2-minute weekly devotional with myself, Reverend Mauricio Rubino. Today our devotional will be focused on worship. When we think of worship, the majority of us think of music and lifting of hands. But what if I told you that the singing and praising we do either at home or at church is just a byproduct of true worship to God? Paul the Apostle wrote this in Romans 12, 1-2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. What Paul is saying here is that if we live for Christ as we should, then true worship consists of giving our entire selves over to God. This means taking the commands of Christ to heart. Love the Lord God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10:27. By loving God above all else, we get to live a blessed life. And if we love our neighbors as ourselves, not only do we get to spread Jesus' love to others, but we do so as an act of worship. This causes two things. One, by living life like this, we fall deeper in love with the Father. And two, on Sundays, no matter the style or shape the music takes, you come to give yourself to God. So hands lifted high and hearts abandoned truly does ring with sincerity. So if I can encourage you this week, give yourself fully to God and experience the pure joy of His company. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Messages on the Hill. God bless.